This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
We've been talking about five essentials in building lasting relationships. These flow out of God Himself and how He establishes everlasting relationships with people. The first is respect. You shall have no other gods, and you shall honor your father and mother. Respect is the foundation of every lasting relationship, and it is demonstrated by listening, actively listening. The second essential is honesty. You shall not bear false witness. God speaks truth. And so we demonstrate honesty by speaking truth in a loving way. Respect, honesty, and number three, commitment. Commitment is demonstrated by serving. As respect defines the existence of a relationship, honesty defines the depth of that relationship. And commitment determines the length of that relationship. And commitment is demonstrated by serving in the name and love of Christ. The fourth essential is acceptance. The Bible says in the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not covet." Covetousness is the opposite of contentment or gratitude. Acceptance defines the enjoyment of a relationship, and it's demonstrated by embracing. Let me explain what I mean by this. Acceptance defines the enjoyment of a relationship. It's the essence of best friendness. A best friend knows you really well, your strengths and your weaknesses, your commendable qualities and your quirks. A best friend knows you really well and likes you anyway. Acceptance defines the enjoyment of a relationship. We enjoy being around people who accept us for who we are. Now, we're not talking about accepting sin or accepting character defects, but let's face it, God accepts us in Christ. We are, as it says in Ephesians chapter 1, accepted in the Beloved One. God embraces us, as in the parable of prodigal son. God embraces and accepted the son back. Acceptance is foundational because it generates genuine, open, and enjoyable relationships. Without it, relationships become shallow, strained, and at best, tolerated. Let's face it, we've all been in settings where we knew we were not welcome. We were not accepted. And the only thing we were looking forward to was the moment we could escape. Acceptance is a biblical command. We find it in the book of Romans. Accept one another as God has accepted you. In the early church, the Jew-Gentile division was huge, and they both looked at each other with natural distrust and animosity. Hence, we have the command by both Peter and Paul to greet one another with a holy kiss, that is, with an embrace. Now, while we may want to discuss the cultural nuances of that practice, there is no arguing the fact that it was to demonstrate acceptance within the believing community. Why, even to be near one another was difficult. To embrace one another and kiss one another was a demonstration of deep acceptance and was highly unusual and therefore a clear testimony of the difference that Jesus Christ was making in their lives and in their relationships. The essence of best friendness is someone who knows us thoroughly and accepts us anyway. This doesn't excuse stubborn resistance to personal change or growth, and it doesn't excuse character flaws or sin. It is rather a realization that all of us are people in process. All of us are on a journey of change, and none of us have arrived. at full maturity in Christ-likeness. Many of us have unwittingly taken on the responsibility to fix other people. As conscientious parents, we take seriously the responsibility to train, correct, discipline, and guide our children into adulthood. The problem comes when we fail to distinguish between a parent-to-child relationship and that of adult-to-adult relationship. People with a high sense of oughtness, things ought to be a certain way, or they ought not to be a certain way, are often hard on themselves and hard on others. Their high standard of how things ought to be robs them of the ability to accept themselves and others as being in a process. Now, please understand, we are not talking about excusing sin, but we are talking about accepting each other and being patient with each other in the process. Acceptance is a realization that human personality is comprised of physical, spiritual, and mental components. This personality is originally God-given and then molded by family backgrounds, culture, and personal experiences. We're all different. We're all unique. We all have individual strengths and weaknesses. We all bear the image of God, albeit imperfectly, and the image of fallen man, unfortunately, perfectly. God-given personality traits will not change. If I am outgoing, mechanical, linguistically gifted, or musical before my salvation, I will still be outgoing, mechanical, linguistically gifted, or musical. Moral and spiritual traits will radically change, and they must. But those God-given personality traits are just that, God-given. And acceptance means that we make room for differences. And we also make room for immaturity and the growth process without expecting adult behavior out of infants, either physically or spiritually. Acceptance doesn't mean that we excuse or overlook immoral behavior, but it does mean that we realize that only God can transform personality. My role in relationships is to listen carefully, respect, speak truth in love, honesty, patiently endure as a servant, commitment, and accept others as God has made them and as God is taking them on this journey of change. Acceptance brings a sense of relaxation and appreciation into a relationship. The opposite is rejection, characterized by the walking on eggshells experience of dealing with people who are always getting upset by what is said or done or not said or not done. On the other hand, there is the example of Christ, who was thronged by the wretched and broken, who knew they would find a welcome word and a healing touch. As Matthew 18:5 says, "Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." Luke 15:2, and the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man accepts sinners and eats with them." What a delight it is to be around those who accept us, even with all of our imperfections. They actually motivate us to grow and change and become more like Christ. God himself accepts us in Christ. Ephesians 1:6, he has made us accepted in the Beloved One. And we are called in Romans 15:7 to accept one another. Accept one another just as Christ has accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Acceptance is neither natural nor easy when traditions, expectations, and our past normals are very different. Our natural tendency is to seek people who value, think, live, and act like we do. But that was not the milieu of the early church. Yet the apostles commanded demonstrable acceptance. Romans 16:6, 2 Corinthians 13:12, 1 Thessalonians 5:26 all say, "Greet one another with a holy kiss." And 1 Peter 5:14, greet one another with a kiss of love. Jesus said our mutual love and acceptance of one another would be the clearest demonstration of the gospel we preach to a lost world. John 17, that they all may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. People tend to move away from a lack of acceptance and towards appreciation and approval. This is not manipulation. This is reality in relationships. The five essentials of building lasting relationships are respect, I listen, honesty, I speak truth in a loving manner, commitment, I serve and I stay, acceptance, I embrace, forgiveness, I pray and intercede for those who have wronged me.
Thanks, Ron. For the last five times, we've been thinking about building lasting relationships, something that's very important for all of us as cross-cultural Christian workers.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.